Greenville Health System's vision is to transform healthcare for the benefit of the people and communities we serve. In order to better communicate, we proudly present this podcast series, Inside Health, brought to you by Greenville Health System. Here's Melanie Cole.
Heart disease is the number one killer of women and is more deadly than all forms of cancer combined. The more a woman knows about heart disease, the better her chances of beating it. However, because of long-standing misconceptions about this condition, many continue to remain at risk. The symptoms of heart disease can be different in women and men and are often misunderstood. The vision of the GHS Women's Heart Center is to correct gender inequalities as they relate to heart health and help women reduce their chances of heart disease. My guest today is Dr. Andrea Bryan. She's board certified in both internal medicine and cardiovascular disease and is currently the medical director of both the GHS Heart Life Cardiac Rehabilitation Program and the GHS Women's Heart Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bryan. So how prevalent is cardiovascular disease in women, and why do you think over the years more of the studies had been done on men? Is that changing just a little bit? Is there more awareness about women and heart disease now?
Hi, thanks so much for letting me come on and talk about something that I am passionate about. As you said before, heart disease is and remains the number one killer of women, despite the decrease in the number of women that are affected in it since the American Heart Association launched their Go Red campaign several years ago. It also kills more women every year than all forms of cancer, as you had mentioned, and that ends up being about one in three women deaths every year. So of all women who die, one out of three end up dying from cardiovascular disease, which is about, you know, a woman a minute, which is still an awfully high number. Despite these staggering numbers, only about 20% of American women still believe that heart disease would be her greatest health threat. And so for that reason, many institutions across the country are trying to take a stance and develop a program that will raise this awareness and help screen women to identify this disease sooner. You're right that many studies that were done over the past 50 years, including the Framingham study, which is what we base a lot of our medical therapy on from a cardiovascular standpoint, were done mainly including men, and that's unfortunate. All studies today are more equal in that sense, but it does leave a gaping hole that we need to fill. And so starting the Women's Heart Center is one way for us to do this.
So what are some of the signs and symptoms of cardiovascular disease that might be different? And I'm not necessarily talking about the difference in heart attack symptoms, but in cardiovascular disease, how would somebody know if they have some form of cardiovascular disease?
So some of the more common symptoms, and actually these symptoms themselves show up in both men and women, include uncomfortable pressure, squeezing in your chest. Still chest pain is more likely to be your presenting heart attack symptom. You may also have some fullness or pain that goes away but then comes back. So it may not be something that, you know, stays all day long. It may go away on its own when you rest and then come back when you get up to do any other physical activity. You may have pain or discomfort in one or both arms, in your back, in your neck, in your jaw. Even pain in the upper stomach sometimes can be representative of cardiovascular disease. In addition, you could develop shortness of breath that may be in conjunction with the chest pain or just in and of itself. Many people report cold sweats or nausea, lightheadedness that comes on suddenly when you're not doing any activity to necessarily provoke it. Again, this may be in conjunction with the chest pain or may simply be on its own. Like I said, women and men both experience these symptoms and both will still have chest pain as their presenting symptom. The difference is that women are more likely to have some of these other symptoms in addition to their chest pain. It'll be less likely that chest pain is their only symptom that would signify cardiovascular disease. In addition, there's a big difference between presentation such that men tend to recognize this sooner and say, oh, wait, hold on, I know the statistics in history, I may be having a heart attack, whereas women may tend to think, oh, maybe I have the flu, maybe I'm a little anxious, maybe I'm tired from all these millions of things I have going on that I take care of, et cetera, et cetera. women tend to push, you know, other people in front of themselves as natural nurturers and push their own health and concern to the back burner, unfortunately. And so they end up presenting later with some of these same symptoms.
So if women are getting their annual checkup, their good mm-hmm. well visit with their blood work, mm-hmm. are there some indicators in that that would say, you know what, you're kind of on the road to some cardiovascular disease? Does CRP show that? Are you still doing homocysteine? Would blood cholesterol levels and blood pressure help to contribute or be an indicator?
Sure, yeah. So obviously keeping up with your primary provider, you know, to take care of some of these risk factors is important. Those would include checking your blood glucose levels to make sure that those aren't consistently high. As you mentioned, checking blood cholesterol levels is very important. There are also now long panel lipid profiles, which you could talk with your provider about and may be suitable for some patients in screening, especially if they've had family history of premature coronary disease or that sort of thing. And they sort of break down your blood cholesterol levels to a greater degree and also measure inflammatory markers, which is what you were mentioning with the CRP. There's also sed rate and that sort of thing. Those are nonspecific for heart disease, but they indicate an increased inflammatory state in the body. Now, that could include cardiovascular disease, but again, is not specific to it. You should also always have your blood pressure in check. I mean, that can be something that you can even check on your own just by a quick walkthrough in a grocery store or a drugstore, sticking your arm in the cuff over by the pharmacy. Just always keeping an eye on those things is very important because you don't want those things to build up on you and then, you know, one day down the road realize that you've had this issue going on and on for quite a while. Obviously, no one should be smoking this day and age. We know how very, very bad it is, and especially for cardiovascular disease. It is one of the greatest risk factors for developing cardiovascular disease. In addition, things you would talk with your primary provider about or other provider would be obesity and inactivity. So the U.S. Preventive Task Force guidelines would suggest that an adult exercise at least 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week of at least moderate intensity sustained exercise, and that's to sort of prevent cardiovascular disease, not necessarily for weight loss efforts, but for the prevention of cardiovascular disease and conditioning of the heart muscle. We don't routinely check CRP and sed rates otherwise because, like I said, since they're so nonspecific, they may be elevated for other reasons in your blood. But all of these together is what your provider can look at to say, okay, hey, I think you have a much higher risk, or I think we're going down the right track. Let's continue.
Tell us about the Women's Heart Center at Greenville Health System, and why did you start it?
So the Women's Heart Center was opened in early February of this year, and it's something that we've been working on for the past couple of years to build. We really wanted a place where we could educate, prevent, and if necessary, diagnose and treat cardiovascular disease in women who may not otherwise have been checked for these things. A lot of women do see a primary care provider, but there's a really great number out there, especially in the upstate of South Carolina, who either do not have a primary care provider, try to use their OBGYN as a primary provider, who are obviously great physicians, but don't always have the time to screen for cardiovascular disease and all the other things that women should be on the lookout for. And then some people who just aren't even tied into a healthcare system, but maybe have big family history, you know, of premature coronary disease or have some other risk factors that they don't even know about. So we really wanted to reach out to these populations of people and have them come in so that we can sit down and talk with them more, screen them, and really have a lot of time to spend on educating for good diet and lifestyle changes to prevent future disease.
So what would a typical visit be like, and how can patients make an appointment at the Women's Heart Center?
So for a typical visit, they would have an hour and a half at our center, and they would meet with myself and Jennifer Walton, who is our nurse practitioner at the Women's Heart Center. They would come in the morning in a fasting state to do finger stick blood work, so no big needles. And then once they come in for their appointment, we have an EKG done. Of course, we check their weight and measure a BMI, check blood pressure. We have a full history that they would have worked on some before and we work on together, of your sleep history, a psychiatric survey, a diet and lifestyle extensive history that we go through together. And then we go over all lab work, we go over EKG, and we really try to pinpoint places that we can make changes to really decrease our patients' risk, lifetime risk of cardiovascular disease. We go through a cardiovascular risk profile and tell them sort of what their percentages would be over the next 5 to 10 years of a major cardiac event, and then what those percentages would look like if we optimized a few things here and there. And so it's a really good tool for women to see in numbers even, you know, have some concrete evidence, okay, if I change these few things, then I can really make some changes in how I'm going to feel, you know, going forward the next 10 years or so, and what my chances are of having cardiovascular events. To make an appointment, you can either call 864-455-6977, or you could go to the GHS website, which is www.ghs.org, and search Women's Heart Center. And our center is located at 3 Butternut Drive in Greenville, 29605. So that's off of Grove Road over near the main campus of the Greenville Memorial Hospital.
So wrap it up for us, Dr. Bryan, with your best advice on what a woman can do to prevent cardiovascular disease and what they should do if they think they're experiencing any of the signs and symptoms.
So certainly if any woman believes that she is experiencing any signs and symptoms of heart attack, they should immediately call 911, get to the nearest emergency department so that they can be immediately evaluated by a physician there. If they have milder symptoms that they believe may be a concern, then I would advise them to immediately contact at least their primary care provider for initial evaluation, if not a cardiologist in the area, to look into those symptoms further. As always, and as I said before, smoking and the way that you live your life are two of the biggest things that you can do to prevent future cardiovascular disease. So that's making sure that you eat as close to a whole food plant-based diet as you can and eliminate smoking from your lifestyle, incorporating activity as we described before with at least 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week of a moderate intensity exercise. And these are things are important not only for you, but of course for the people that we care for. There are a lot of people who are going to depend on us going forward and a lot of people who are modeling their own future lifestyles after us, including our children. So these are very important things for us to not only do for ourselves, but to model for others.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Bryan. It's really great and such important information for women to hear. You're listening to Inside Health with Greenville Health System. And for more information, you can go to ghs.org. That's ghs.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.